This show would be unlike anything on Christian radio. We both work in the ministry of healing and deliverance. One host is a retired sheriff, while the other is an active fraud investigator, almost 30 years working in fraud investigations. We're on the front line, week in and week out, battling the demonic, witchcraft, Satan, Lucifer, Jezebel. Every week we face these spirits. The Bible teaches us that we have authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. We feel that a lot of the churches aren't teaching this. And how do you battle an enemy that you don't even acknowledge is there? It's your birthright. It's your inheritance. And we want to teach you guys how to fight. Not only to fight, how to win. Tune in.
The Liberation Freedom Ministry Hour Significant Revelation starts now.
Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. I'ma bless his name. Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. I'ma bless his name. Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. I'ma bless his name. Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. We will bless Yeshua, Yeshua.
Hello, family. Welcome. It is good to be back.
Amen.
Been doing a little traveling. It's good to be back. Pastor Donnie, before we get into today's show, would you please bless us with a prayer, sir?
Absolutely. Father, we welcome your presence here, Lord, at the studio. We ask, Lord, your presence be upon those that are listening to this teaching today, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. Holy Spirit, take control of the airways. We pray that lives will be touched and changed by you, King Jesus. Have your way with us today, Lord. Bless those that are listening, Lord. Bless them in health, finances. Yes. Bless them in their relationships, Lord. Bless them with wisdom and guidance and direction in life, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for the God that you are. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, we had a busy week, but a great weekend and a great week so far.
Yeah.
Last weekend, we actually did a teaching of inner healing and deliverance at Liberation Freedom Ministry, and it was powerful. The Spirit of the Lord was there. And, you know, the Lord gave me a vision, Pastor Mark, years ago, that he wanted me to teach pastors and leaders the ministry of inner healing and deliverance, how do you minister to someone that's dealing with emotional wounds, how to minister to someone that's dealing with darkness. And we had that class this past Saturday, and it actually went wonderfully. I'm just really impressed, and I thank God for you as well. The Lord's been really busy with you this past weekend. I'm sure you have a lot of testimonies to share.
I absolutely do. I absolutely do. But before we get into it, just run through, just give us an overview of some of the material that we covered. Some of the material, some of the things that we went over in the class, you know, to give the listeners an idea of how it went. We had a classroom setting, and we had various teachers just get up there, and Pastor Donnie had broken down a lesson, and it was four of us teaching. And we just hit on a couple of things, and then the Lord gave him a vision to pull somebody up, and we actually did, I believe you called it practical application. We had somebody from the audience come up and prayed for him, and there was some inner healing, which you're going to talk about today. And,
yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, a demon actually manifested.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the actual course that we talked about, I'm just going to run down some of the things that we discussed. And the course objective was to understand the definition of inner healing and deliverance, to train those interested and how to minister inner healing and deliverance as led by the Holy Spirit, to discern if the person that you're ministering to is ready to have inner healing and deliverance. And the reason why I say that, because a lot of people claim they need deliverance, and they probably do, but a lot of them are not spiritually ready. In other words, they haven't surrendered to the Lord, and they haven't drawn close to him. They still want to do worldly things, so there has to be a teaching of how to walk with the Christ Amen.
Amen.
And then we went into the administrative part of the ministry, because there is an administrative part of the ministry. So about things you should do and you shouldn't do. Then we went into the actual teaching. Well, the first thing that one must be is you must be saved. I don't usually minister inner healing and deliverance to anyone unless you're first saved. If you're not saved, then we're going to minister to you to try to get you saved first, your salvation.
First things first.
Right. And then we went into some of the other topics of identifying Jesus as the deliverer, because he is the deliverer. You see God as the good father. And then repentance and forgiveness and doubt and unbelief. Doubt and unbelief can actually break or hinder your deliverance. And then a great subject that you talked about, Pastor, was breaking the cycle of sinful behavior. I thought that was really good. Maybe you could touch on that a little bit for the audience. But right. That was really good. And then we went into the second module, which is breaking generational curses, inner vows, covenants and agreements. And then we got into the inner healing portion, which I'm going to talk about that in a little bit later. Then we dealt with talked about soul ties, witchcraft, that type of thing. So it was good. Then we did the practical exercise. It was a good teaching. We got pretty deep in some things. So,
absolutely. Amen. It was amazing. It was amazing. So I'll go into breaking a cycle of sin deeply one of these days. But just to touch on it, before I get into that, Pastor Donnie, what was interesting is just about every one of the instructors came back to unforgiveness. Did you notice that?
Yes, sir.
And listeners, the reason we did that, we realized that that unforgiveness is a blessing blocker, and it is a sin that the enemy holds on to. When you don't forgive people, you are choosing to be in willful sin.
True.
And the example that I use, and I had a young man there, Pastor Richard. He helped me out, but I had it was double doors, and they were wide open. And I said, when you're out in the world, these were the openings that the enemy had to operate in your life. And I said, me personally, you could drive an 18-wheeler through it. You know, when the enemy was coming in, he was bringing demons in. But you know, you make a decision to change your life,
mm-hmm.
and you stop fornicating, and the door shuts.
Thank you, Jesus.
A little bit, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you stop smoking blunts, and you stop backstabbing, and you stop gossiping, and then you get mm-hmm. to the point where you even tithe, you go on faith, and you don't gamble anymore. Whatever the sin is, you know, just happens to be. I'm not here to judge anybody. And as far as listing my sins, well, sir, this is only an hour show, so. But anyway, then you make these decisions to change your life, and you do all this stuff. But there's a person or people you cannot forgive. And what Pastor Richard did is he put his foot in there, in the door, and he said it's a foothold because you can't close that door.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the legal right the enemy has to operate in your excuse me, getting all choked up. That's the legal right that the enemy has to operate in your life is unforgiveness, because the Bible says in order for me to forgive, you have to first forgive. That's what God says.
Absolutely.
And when we say the Lord's Prayer, it's forgive us our sins as we forgive. Or forgive us our trespasses, or forgive us our debts,
yes.
as we forgive. So what we're doing, telling God, is treat us like we treat other people. And Pastor Donnie will get into inner healing today. So as the listeners are listening to what I'm saying, we are not saying that to forgive somebody gives them a pass for what they've done. You got to understand, we minister to people that have been, guys and girls, that have been molested. And unfortunately, I may have mentioned this before, but unfortunately, it's extremely common. And so when somebody you were ministering to and they've been molested at 6, 7 years, 8, 9 years old, you know, come on, they didn't do anything to deserve that.
No, they didn't.
And then we're telling them to forgive the perpetrator. So that's hard, but we have to walk them through that because, as you always say, the enemy doesn't play fair.
Absolutely, and you have to forgive not only the person that molested you, what about the person that beat you up, that spouse that abused you, or your mother that never told you she loved you and took advantage of you,
yeah.
or that sibling that stole from you, or family members, whatever. It's hard to forgive, but the Bible teaches that we must forgive because, as you mentioned, Pastor Mark, the unforgiveness opens the door for the enemy to come into your life. And I want everyone to who's listening to really get that concept. That's an open door for the enemy to attack your finances, to attack your health, to attack your relationships, to attack you on the job, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Unforgiveness is spiritually dangerous. And not only that, it knits your soul to that other person. The Bible talks about soul ties. There's good and bad soul ties. You're knitting your soul to the person that you can't stand, which means spiritually, now you can grab their spiritual garbage. You know, if there's any spirits or there's anything that they're going through, more likely spiritually, you're going to get them as well. So that's why we break soul ties. In other words, we break the spiritual bond between you and that other person. So it is very vital. I like being blessed, and I'm sure you do as well. Mm-hmm. So unforgiveness can block your blessings.
Absolutely. And I just found it interesting that just about every teacher went back to that, no matter just about every subject.
Absolutely.
Because it's what the enemy uses, you know, to block blessings and, as Pastor Donnie said, to have a negative effect on your life, you know. And this is, again, I just gave an example of all these things you cleaned up in your life, but you have that unforgiveness. So I feel like there's somebody that's obviously, I don't know what's feeling, but I'm sure there's people listening that's struggling with unforgiveness. So I'm going to give you our telephone number at Liberation Freedom Ministry, 770-335-8973. 770-335-8973. Please call and make a appointment with us. We'll come over to the church every Tuesday night, 7:30, 3125 Presidential Parkway in Atlanta, and let us pray for you. You know, 6 years ago, I struggled with that, you know, unforgiveness, and Pastor Richard would always try to minister to me. He's like, son, you got to turn it loose, is what he said. And I would be thinking, you, sir, have no idea what these people did to me. Mm. And that's what the enemy wants you to focus on.
Absolutely.
That's where he wants to focus, not concentrate on what the Word says. Whatever they did to you, you have to turn it over to Jesus and let him deal with it. And when I did that, my life changed when I finally started to forgive people.
You know, when a lot of people, when I lead them in a prayer to forgive, they said, wow, I feel like a weight's been lifted off my shoulders.
Yep, we hear that all the time.
So, but I feel that there are some listeners that I feel that are you're dealing with unforgiveness right now. I would like to lead you in a prayer to place that person at the altar, to place that pain, the hurt for what that person has done to you. Place it at the altar. Give it to God. No, don't carry that unforgiveness anymore. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift up every person listening who is struggling to forgive that person that has hurt them,
yes, Lord,
disappointed them or rejected them, Lord Jesus, that person that wasn't there for them, Lord, that person that abused them, the person that stole from them, Lord. Father, your word tells us if we don't forgive our enemy of our trespasses, neither will the Father forgive us.
Yes.
And Lord, we just lift up these people that are listening, that are dealing with this unforgiveness, Lord. Father, we place it at your altar. We place it to give it to you, Lord, and we walk away from it, Lord. Your word says we're to cast all our cares upon you. And Lord, we're casting the unforgiveness, the hurt, the pain, the rejection, the abuse, Lord. We're casting it and placing it in your hand. And as of this day, Lord, we now declare and decree that we choose to forgive. We choose to forgive everyone who has ever hurt us, disappointed us, or rejected us. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And there's definitely somebody dealing with some unforgiveness, some pain regarding their mother, and you just have to let it go. And one other thing, Pastor Donnie, just talk to the listeners about not forgiving themselves. That's another one, the enemy.
Absolutely.
He focuses on that one, too.
And I'm actually going to be doing a short teaching tomorrow night at Liberation Freedom Ministry, and I'm going to be dealing with guilt. And a lot of us are holding that guilt, the shame of our past mistakes, the things that that emotional one, the things that we can't seem to shake. You're thinking about the same mistake that you've done many, many years ago, and it just doesn't want to seem to go away. The enemy will definitely present that to try to make you form your identity in that past hurt. Well, I have some good news. When Jesus died on the cross, that all of that is he died for us for that reason. Now, one of the reasons he died for us. So all of that is already on the cross.
Yes.
He's already forgiven us of our past sins. If we confess our sins to one another, he is quick to forgive us. Amen?
Amen.
So if you're carrying that guilt, that shame, let it go. Release it to the Lord. He has forgiven you, and he remembers it no more as far as the east is from the west. And it's important that you forgive yourself. Don't carry that guilt. Don't think about that event that happened years ago. Whatever you did, if you are a man or woman of God, just give it to God. He's forgiven you. Let it go. Don't carry it. And forgive yourself. It's very important that you forgive yourself. Amen?
Amen. Appreciate that, man of God. Okay. Share a little testimony about some of the things that happened this
weekend. Man, yes, yes.
Holy Spirit was showing out. So one of the teachings I was that I was prepared to teach on the class was about the Holy Spirit. And what I mentioned to the class was, you know, most people feel like they know about God the Father and God the Son. But it's the Holy Spirit that is a mystery to a lot of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he's the one that does all the heavy lifting. And what I said is, you know, when you cast out demons, when we cast out witches, it's Holy Spirit doing it.
Yes.
And I said, Pastor Debbie, Pastor Richard, you know, yourself, when you get words of knowledge, prophetic words, it's the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
He's mm-hmm. doing it. And remember I asked, I said, how many people would like a closer relationship with the Holy Spirit? And I yes. just thank God to all the people that was at the class, because 90% of the people raised their hand. And the homework that I gave them, I give you all. Google scriptures about the Holy Spirit. I think there's one that says 50 scriptures about the Holy Spirit. Read those and read the scripture above it and beneath it. You know, start understanding, read your word, understand who he is.
Get to know him.
Get yes. to know him. In fact, that came up in a session. You got a word from God that you and I, you know, needed yes. to even study. So I'm grateful and just grateful to get a chance to really study. And Holy Spirit is amazing. He was it's the Spirit of God that was on the earth before anything. You know what I mean? So, but get to know him, everyone, and come over to the church and we'll teach you. But anyway, just trust the Holy Spirit and he will work miraculously in your life. So what happened, I ended up leaving the class, and on the way home, I got a thought that I want to go bowl a couple of games. Okay, so you know I taught in a polo shirt, and I'm saying that to say it was warm, and you don't want to go bowling in that. So I reached out to my bride, and I'm like, "Hey, I'm gonna go bowling. I'm gonna come by and pick up you and the little man, but I need a T-shirt." And as you know, I have several T-shirts that I made trying to promote LFM, Significant Revelation. There's pictures of Jesus. I got words on there. You know, that's it. I'm trying to promote, let people know, trying to be a light for Christ. Well, out of my T-shirts, she picked the White Castle T-shirt. And it was an older T-shirt, and I'm going bowling. I was probably going to sweat it. So it was fine, no big deal. But I just understand how the Holy Spirit works. Remember the White Castle T-shirt. So we get there, and they put us on lane 32. And that was against the wall. And I'm like, man, I don't want to bowl against the wall. So they moved us to lane 22, all right? On lane 23 was this family just sitting there. It was like a mom, a dad. It was like three or four generations and some cousins, right? The mom comes over to me, and she says, "What do you know about White Castle? You must be from up north." Remember the White Castle T-shirt?
Right. White Castle is used to hamburger restaurant, correct?
It is. It is. It is. So then we compare White Castles versus Crystals and all that good stuff. And I said, "Well, I'm from Buffalo, New York, but I lived in Indianapolis." Now let's hear this connection. Well, my ex-husband is from Buffalo, New York, and our kids live in Indianapolis. Of course, it's just coincidence, just talking and everything like that. And I said, "Well, I'm Pastor Mark. This is my wife." You know, introduce her. And she said, what church you go to? So I told her about LFM. And I said, well, you know, we believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You
Amen.
Know,
that's
I'm
right.
I'm established that right now. I mean, we believe in, you know, laying hands on people and God heal them, cast out demons. And she said, talking in tongues, speaking in tongues. I said, speaking in tongues. She said, we do too. I said, well, good. Well, I've seen a number of healing miracles, like major miracles over the course of the last couple months. And I said, well, go on Liberation Freedom Ministry YouTube channel, just see some of these things. I said, in fact, Amber, you know, my wife, tell this young lady about some of the miracles that we've seen. And so I went to Bowl. So Amber's talking to her and everything like that. And before she leave, Amber goes, mister, you need anything for prayer? And she says, well, I don't, but my son does. He hurt himself on Father's Day. He just got this pain. He doesn't know where it came from. On Father's Day, he's had MRIs. He's gone to the doctor. He had x-rays. And there's just no explanation about what's going on. So would y'all pray for him? Well, we prayed for him. I'm giving you the short version. Holy Spirit took all his pain away.
Wow.
Completely healed him.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm like, I got his, let me see if I got his word here.
Man, so, first of all.
Well, that's the testimony?
Yeah, that's it.
This brother just came up to me. Oh, my mom was talking to him. And long story short, I just received healing in the falling out. I just received healing for my ankle that I've been having pain with since Father's Day. Just immense pain. Spent money at the doctors, getting MRIs, x-rays. They can't tell me nothing. They just basically told me, like, just kind of wait it out and see what happens and then come see us. I just got healing in 5 minutes in prayer.
Jesus, man.
God works in mysterious ways, they say, but he works.
Amen.
Whether it's mysterious or not, you know, whether you believe it or not, but I just received my healing. I claimed it with this brother. And
anyway, just going anyway, the Lord heals him. So that was his testimony.
Wow.
So we pumped up about that, right? And then he goes gets he gets his baby. His baby's 9 months old. And he's like, he said, Pastor Mark, because of the pandemic, I haven't had anybody pray over my son. Would you mind praying over him? I said, absolutely not, man. Let me go to the car and get my oil, right? And he said, well, also, would you mind praying for my other son, 10, and then my nephew? He's visiting from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been getting, you know, both of his parents died, and he's been getting into trouble. And so would you pray for him? I said, man, we're going to pray for everybody. So we pray for the little baby, and I believe the Holy Spirit told me he's going to be a prophet. So we prayed, anointed him, all right? And I grabbed a 10-year-old hand, and Holy Spirit told me that this dude don't take any answers on the first level. Like, he got to dig into everything. And his parents looked at each other, and they was like, he researched everything, Pastor Mark, you know.
Wow.
So, and then I believe Holy Spirit revealed that that's going to be a benefit for him. He's going to be like a biblical scholar. And as you know, once you get into the Word, God shows you secrets. He reveals things that you may not see the first 5 times you read something. You know,
right.
You got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, as you grow in levels and research. Anyway, but then he said, you know, pray for my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just call him Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so Jack came. He had a Tupac shirt on. You know, you can tell he got a little gangster in him. You know, I'm from the streets of Buff, you know. And I saw him. I said, hey, man, you know Jesus? He said, yeah. I said, you want to meet him? He said, yeah. So let's meet him. So we begin to pray. Now, I only do what I saw y'all do. You know what I mean? You know, and trust Holy Spirit. I mean, because he does it. He does everything. That's why I tell everybody. He does everything. All we have is the faith. Like, when people get healed, Holy Spirit is doing it. All I'm doing is healing. All I'm doing is praying and trusting that he's going to heal.
The Lord does it all.
He does it all.
That's right. He just wants a vessel. Willing vessel.
Absolutely. So I pray for the young man, and I was like, so, brother, where's your favorite place to be? He said, the basketball court. I said, okay. Well, ask Jesus to meet you on the basketball court. All right, now understand, I've moved everybody outside because of the pins, and I just wanted to hear when they pray. So now Amber comes out, you know, she's singing, ushering the Holy Spirit right there in the beginning of the entrance of the bowling alley outside. All his family comes out, so everybody watching this. So now we, you know, I said, just ask Jesus to meet you on the basketball court, you know. And sometimes these kids, because they just have the faith, they just go with it. Rather let, you know, society or the church or whatever talk them out of it, they just open to
Amen.
To receive.
That's right. That's right.
That's receiving. So all of a sudden, he see Jesus, right? I said, well, you want to play ball with him? He said, yeah. I said, Pastor, I said, ask Jesus if you want
now,
to play ball.
Now, he sees Jesus and as you're praying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amen.
I said, well, pass him the ball. So he passed Jesus the ball, and Jesus shoot. I said, ask him to shoot a three. Jesus shoots. I said, he didn't miss. He said, no, he didn't miss. I said, Jesus never misses. I'm just telling you. But what I was telling you, the God of our universe took the time to meet this young man on a basketball court, right? I said, ask Jesus if you could go to heaven and see where he lives. He said, yeah. So he took him up in heaven.
So he basically got caught up like Paul did.
Absolutely.
So, yes.
Caught up to the third heaven. So now he's in heaven. I said, what do you see? He said, I see all these people walking toward me. I said, well, just hold tight. Let's see what it is. All of a sudden he said, it's my mom. I see my mom. I see my dad. And he began to cry. He's in the spirit, but I'm saying right here on earth, he began to cry. I'm telling you, dudes was crying. It's not a dry eye anywhere. So he got a chance to hear from his parents, and they took him around heaven. And he said, I see some other people. Those were his relatives. His mom took him to eat, and Jesus gave him some instruction and everything like that. And then he came back. And then his uncle needed prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I called him. I said, listen, man, you pray, because all of us, we read the Bible. But you actually seen Jesus and spend time. And I asked everybody, I said, listen, have you ever shot basketball with Jesus? And everybody's like, no. I said, so you believe there's a heaven. So I want you to pray for your uncle. I said, Lord Jesus, you're my friend. You showed up today to play ball with me. I believe in you. I believe in heaven. I don't want my uncle to be in pain. Would you please heal him? He take his pain level down from a 10 to a 5. Then he pray again, he take it down to a 3. And before we left, it was at a pain level 1.
Wow.
Amazing.
God is a miracle working God, you know. And, you know, Paul, it was amazing how Paul got caught up in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, talks about Paul being caught up in the third heaven. And I believe the Lord wants us all to experience that heavenly experience. I think it's a phenomena that we can experience something like that. And first, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2 through 4 says, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago mm-hmm. was caught up to the third heaven, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know. God knows. And I know this man was caught up into paradise. Whether in his body or out of his body, I don't know. God knows. Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, we have to break here shortly for station identification, but I'm going to get back and I'm going to tell you a little bit more, and I'm going to turn it over to you. We're going to turn it over to you and be taught about inner healing.
Amen.
Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. I'ma bless his name. Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. I'ma bless his name. Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. I'ma bless his name. Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. We will bless Yeshua, Yeshua.
Blessings, folks. This is Raheem. Me and my family run a financial services company. We help families protect their family's income. If you guys want to make sure you guys are properly protected, give us a call at 470-301-0497. We also help people get licensed so they can protect their own friends and family for $75 this month, folks. Please give us a call, 470-301-0497.
Read Luke 4:18. We want to train a church body to be used by Jesus to heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are opposed. Join us on the Liberation Freedom Ministry Hour of Significant Revelation, Mondays at 6:30 p.m. here on Love 860 AM, the Love 860 AM app, iHeartRadio, or on the TuneIn app to hear the truth. Get prepared.
860 AM WAEC Atlanta.
The opinions expressed during the sponsored programs on this station are strictly those of the program hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of Beasley Broadcast Group, this station, its staff, other advertisers, or agencies.
The Liberation Freedom Ministry Hour of Significant Revelation starts now.
Okay. It's good to be back. Thank you all for hanging in here.
Praise
with
the
us.
Lord.
And so that was Saturday. So Sunday, or Saturday night, I believe Holy Spirit told me that I need to pray for this young man at church.
Mm-hmm.
And to have another specific young man next to him. So at the end of church, I found these two guys. And let's say this dude's name was Jonathan. Another guy's name was Timmy. So I'm praying for Jonathan. He gets caught up to the third heaven. So, you know, I asked his grandparents to bring him to church tomorrow so he can give the testimony because, you know, I could tell y'all, but now you actually will be hearing it from a young man that actually had the experience.
Mm, praise the Lord.
Yeah, so we went. And remember, Timothy is just sitting next to him, okay? Holy Spirit told me specifically to have Timothy be next to him. So anyway, he went up. He got caught up to the third heaven. And he's actually flying. Jesus is flying with him, so he's seeing the city. He's seeing the city. He was telling how beautiful it is. And like just about everybody, they can't explain the colors because there's colors up here, up there that we don't have here. So there's no reference for them to explain the color. But it's very consistent if you hear interviews of people that visited heaven. And, of course, you know, he's 13 or 14 years old. He wouldn't know how to make this up. And then he talked to Jesus. Jesus gave him some very specific instructions about his home life and things like that, helping his mom out. And it was just incredible. And I said, well, what things do you like to do? He said we like to eat. So I asked Jesus to take him for that food. But what else you like to do? He said, I like to play. I said, ask Jesus if there's a playground. And Jesus took him to the playground, all these kids there. I said, man, just go up to somebody, introduce yourself. And he's like, hey, I'm Jonathan. What's your name? And he said, his name is William. I asked William how long he'd been there. William gave him the details and all that other stuff. And then some other things that happened, and then he came on back. And then the other young man, Timothy, was the pastor's son. He was shaking. I'm like, Timothy, what's going on with you? He said, Pastor Mark, I was seeing what he was experiencing. That's why Holy Spirit had him sit. This young man is a seer, and he wanted him to see that, have that experience. Mm-hmm. And so the young man that was playing ball, excuse me, and these two guys always ask, you know, will your life ever be the same? You know what you saw. Your parents, people at school, the folks at the pastor, the priest, no demon in hell could take that away from you because you were there. And I think that's why Jesus is doing this so frequently now. Pastor Jay talked about it. You know, these are experiences that will never change.
Yes, they're very powerful experiences, but that's it's sad to say, but that's going to be a hard thing to say. A lot of people just won't receive or believe that you can actually get caught up in the third heaven. That doubt and unbelief will come. But you and I have seen it.
Yeah, Pastor Don, excuse me snickering. What I'm laughing at is, yeah, that's a hard sell. People are not going to believe in demons. People are not going to believe you can lay hands and people get healed. People don't believe in witches. But, you know, sometimes we got to let them have it. You know what I mean? I mean, this is all biblical.
Yep.
And got to shake the dust off sometime and keep it moving. I'm just telling you what happened. People could believe it or not, I'm okay with that. So they had that great experience. And so I'm at my mom's house, and mm-hmm. I'm telling them about this weekend. Amber and I are telling them about this weekend we had. Okay. And it was a young lady over there who had been dealing with, I'm going to jack this up ulcerative colitis. Y'all know what it is. Google it. UC, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's ulcer, but some other stuff going on, you know. And anyway, we ministered to her. And this Holy Spirit showed me this witch, but the witch wouldn't talk to me. But I remember you teaching, if it's witchcraft, it's a good chance Jezebel's going to be there.
Absolutely.
So I pulled Jezebel up, right? And Jezebel was like, what did you put on this woman? What did you attack? Her voice, her self-esteem, her self-respect.
So this demon spoke out of her?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And she just listened to all the stuff she put on this lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, are you the strong man? Because that's for the listeners. We have to find out who the head demon is, the strong man. You know, and she said, yeah. And you like, lie not to the Holy Spirit. Tell Jesus that. Because remember, we're rolling with Jesus. So they can't lie to Jesus. So I said, tell Jesus that. She says, no, I'm not. Because now she got to tell the truth. And it's Satan. Satan is a strong man. He comes up, and he lists all this stuff he put on this young woman, right, including this stomach, this intestinal disease.
Mm-hmm.
And he took millions from her bloodline. So, you know, like I'm taught, get that money back, give it to the—
You always make the enemy pay back.
Absolutely.
Everything you've stolen.
Absolutely.
See, give it to Bible says he comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
Absolutely.
So anytime we have an opportunity, we give it back
every
in Jesus' name.
And listen, Holy Spirit says he hiding something. I said every penny, every dime, even what you hid. And then she reached back in the back and got the rest. It was amazing. So now we go ahead and cast those out to the pit. Okay, now the witch is still there. You know what I mean? And so, but the witch wasn't talking to me because the demons brought her in. She was scared, but now she's gone. They're gone. I get the witch to talk to me. And you know, I tell them, I said, my mentor, Pastor Donnie, is kind to witches. I'm still learning. He always gives them what he's supposed to do, give them opportunity to go to heaven and meet Jesus. But I'm like, yo, I can't stand a witch, but that's okay. I'm trying to do what I was taught. So I said, look, I'm giving you a chance to help yourself because you're going today. You want to get a chance to meet Jesus. And by saying that, she spoke up. She gave me her name. And I said, how did you get into this woman? This is what she said, Pastor Donnie, through her grandma. I said, her grandma did witchcraft? She said, no. I said, what happened? Her grandmother was in pain and went to somebody to pray for her. And the person wasn't a Christian. The person was a witch. Put witchcraft on her.
That happens. You know, people are seeking help, and they want it right now, so they'll go to these healers, or they'll go to the psychics or mediums or things like that, which the Bible in Deuteronomy 18, verse 10 through 13, forbids us to get involved with that type of stuff. But a lot of, but you know, the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So there's a lot of Christians that are unknowingly involved in or going to see these type of people, not knowing that it's witchcraft.
Yeah, but that's it. This witch came up, and I was able to push her to the feet of Christ.
Amen.
So I'm going to wrap it up because I definitely want to hear this teaching. So after we got the witch out, got the demons out, she got called up too.
Is that right?
This is the third time.
Wow.
The third person within 24 hours. You know, not counting the young man that saw everything. So she got caught up. But this time, same thing, walking her through, you know, now she's in heaven, and I say, do you see a door open? I mean, do you see a door? And she's like, man, I see this huge door. I said, is it open or closed? She said, it's open. I said, go to there. It's the throne room. And now she's reporting about how big this throne is, again, very consistent to what we're hearing every time people have these experiences. She goes to the Father. She had that experience, all right? So she's in his lap, and she's looking down, and she's seeing how big it is. She sees the gold and everything, and you can't tell this woman she didn't have this experience. She's supposed to be at church tomorrow, too. We'll see what God does. But I'm going to run through this. So, you know, she has that experience. She comes back. She's with Jesus. And like I heard you say before, when people around, you'll say, they talking to Jesus, said, do you have a word for Pastor Mark? You see? So I did that. And I was like, do you have a word for her boyfriend? So Jesus gave him a specific word. He told him, get on your path and enjoy the process. And when he said that, I said, you know what that means? The guy said, yeah, the tear drop. You know, it was tear, you know, because he knew what Jesus was telling him. And I said, Jesus, is his path blessed? He said, yeah, all he has to do is walk in it.
His life would be changed.
Absolutely. Boom. My wife is there. Do you have a word for Amber? Your voice isn't your only art. And then start speaking to her and telling Amber, I never left you. I was always there. And then the young lady that we're ministering to, she said, I have to give you a hug. Amber said she hugged her, and she said she never felt like any, never felt a hug like that. And I said, of course not, because we're human. You're getting that hug from Jesus, so the love is coming from here. You know what I mean?
Right.
And she'll never be the same. Right?
Amen.
Right? I'm going to close it out. All of this stuff blessed me, y'all. But then we rolled in, and Jesus is talking. I said, Jesus, this is my mom. You have a word for my mom. My mom's 70-some years old. You know, she's a believer. But this even encouraged her that I love her. My mom said, I love you, too. And I said, as her, you know, my stepdad that passed, his name was Papa John, is he there? And if he is, would you allow him to speak? And the first thing he said, he looked at my mom and said, she is so beautiful. Man, my mom was blushing like she was 16 again. And then she, you know, they telling each other love. They love each other. I said, Papa John, you got a mansion up there? He said, yep. I said, you keep an eye on her? He said, every day. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And anyway, it just blew everybody away. The entire process blew everything away and everybody away. And there was more to it, but Jesus was giving words. He was taking the time. And then this young lady has no more pain at all. She woke up this morning, pain completely gone in this area, completely gone. I believe she healed, and I told her when she go to the doctor, they're going to scratch their head and try to figure out what happened and then give her opportunity to say it was Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord. He's a God that heals, and he loves us, and he just wants us to just draw closer to him. These are some very interesting supernatural heavenly experience that these people experience, and I'm sure that is definitely life-changing.
Yeah.
I know it's kind of hard for a lot of listeners, new listeners, to believe, but it's actually true. This is amazing. It's supernatural. It's amazing what the Lord does in these situations. And whether you believe it or not, I can tell you, I've been involved in the ministry of inner healing for 16 years, and I've seen God do some amazing things. He truly does love us. He loves us so much. You know that, Pastor Mark? He just loves us so much.
100%. And what I say, Pastor Donnie, is that the Bible in itself is a collection of documented miracles. Even though the Word says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, we have decided to limit what God can do. He is the God that opened the Red Sea.
Man.
Sent manna from the sky, walked on water, all of these miracles that we believe in, rose from the dead. But for some reason, somebody told us that he can't visit a kid who lost his parents on a basketball court. And we buy that. I don't buy it. I know it. And the same thing this last lady. I said, listen, no matter what anybody tell you, you know for the rest of your life this happened. She said, yeah. And that's what I try to get people to take out of these scenarios. No matter what anybody tell you, you know you were there. You know heaven. You've seen heaven. I haven't even seen heaven yet.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, there aren't any limits. The limits are what we put on God. He doesn't have any limits. Amen?
Amen, amen.
Well, listen, with that being said, I'm gonna hush up and let you. Yep. If you guys have any questions at all, please call 404-355-8699. If you have any questions, feel free to call in. And thank you all for listening to these testimonies. I mean, Holy Spirit was off the chain this weekend. I mean, just amazing, man, the things
Amen.
That he was doing. I mean, life-changing, life-changing. I promise I'm going to be quiet after this. But the first young man whose parents passed away that was getting in trouble.
Yes.
His cousin said, you know, he got arrested for stealing his stuff, you know. And then he had the encounter with his mom. So he knows that heaven exists and where his parents are. And he's not going to make it there if he goes in the wrong direction. Well, Prophet Miller, I talked to him of the Potter's House in Perry, Florida. I think it is Perry, Florida. Mm-hmm. I was talking to him that night, and the Lord gave him a word. He said that the Holy Spirit just caught him because his life was about to get worse. He was about to join a gang and get into really big trouble and make bad decisions, and he was going to start that night.
Wow. Thank you, Lord,
for interrupting
that.
Amen to that.
In Jesus' name.
Inner healing, sir. What exactly is inner healing?
Well, you know, inner healing is a very vital part of a deliverance ministry that we cannot overlook. Even though it's important to cast demons out, it's just as important, if not more important, to minister to the emotional wounds. Emotional wounds are one of the most common reasons that deliverances can fail, because the demons will keep coming back. When we talked about one of the emotional wounds is hurt, unforgiveness, bitterness, having a hard time letting things go. These are soreness that occurs in our wound. What I like to tell people is that when you have a physical outer sore on the outside of your body, like say if you got a deep scrape in your arm, mm-hmm. okay, now you will go and take care of that. You will go to a doctor, maybe get it stitched up, some antibiotics, whatever. But when you get that deep hurt in your wound, in your soul, from someone that betrayed you or abused you, how do you deal with that? If you don't get healed from that, or do something to heal that spiritually, it can fester into a wound. And a lot of us have these inner wounds in us from things that have happened to us when we were a child, or things that happened in the previous relationships where we can't let go. And so we have these wounds, these hurts of our past. Or we could be upset with ourselves because of the things that we've done in our lives, whether it be a job issue, or maybe you did something that will cause you to lose a job. Maybe you did something that caused you to, that will cause conflict between you and your parents, or anything that can cause division with others.
Made a wrong decision in a relationship, in a past relationship.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's so many things that can hurt us. Being offended, someone offended you in church, so you don't go to church anymore.
Church hurt.
There's a lot of church hurt out there. And let me just touch on that real quick. And a lot of people are church hurt, and I just want to say this. There is a spirit of offense.
Yep.
And what that spirit does will cause you to be offended. In other words, that spirit would operate in someone, and they would say something to you that's very offensive. And then you would be taken off by what that person said. And then you will be surprised and shocked. And then you get angry and bitter towards that person. And then what do? You go tell other person what brother so-and-so did or sister so-and-so did. Mm-hmm. And then they're coming to agreement with you, and that caused what? Division. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a group of people that's upset with you for something that you may have said, or you may not have said, or maybe you had a different meaning. Yeah. But people get offended by that. So a lot of us carry this hurt and are offended by this hurt. So basically you're dealing with a lot of inner wounds, inner rawness, a lot of inner hurt. Mm-hmm. And that's very important. And when I get people that come to our ministry, when I sit down with them, that's the first thing I talk to them about, you know, are you having any pain in your heart? Are you having a difficult time forgiving anyone? Mm-hmm. Are you carrying any anger towards anyone? You want to identify that emotional wounds. So, but the Bible says God heals the brokenhearted. God wants to heal all of that and take all that away from you. You are a man or woman of God. God didn't create you to carry that emotional bondage. Is what it is. It's emotional bondage. And there's different types of emotional wounds. I want to kind of go through them.
Excuse me, Pastor Donnie, if you don't mind. Heartbroken. I thought that was just a figure of speech. Can you break down that heartbreaks are real, like real tangible parts of the heart are shattered in some cases?
Absolutely. A lot of people, a lot of us have had our heart broken in the past by other people or things, circumstances that happened in life. Maybe a man or a woman broke your heart. And maybe they did it a devastating way. Maybe it was adultery or it could be anything that would cause that pain and that hurt. And then a lot of people carry those hurts and those pains, and they think about it all the time. And the enemy will make you think about that. So you carry the unforgiveness, and you start thinking about it, and you get bitter towards that person. And then you go get a tattoo. I've seen so many people with tattoos of a broken heart and a knife in it,
yep,
or blood dripping from it. I mean, it really tore them apart. Mm-hmm. And it's really sad that they're hurt like that. But as we talked about earlier, you have to forgive that person. And that's a hard thing to do. But when you react that way, you're just opening that door for the devil to come in and torment you even more, and they create an even deeper hurt.
Yeah, and we can really get into the weeds on this, but those hurts will cause inner vows. Before you know it, it's like, I'll never trust another man, or I'll never get married again.
Absolutely. And inner vows are very, very dangerous in and of itself.
That's a whole nother teaching.
That's a whole nother teaching. So we have to be careful. If you made inner vows that I would never do this, I would never date a man, I would never give my heart to a man again.
Absolutely.
I would never get married again. Yep. You know, you got to be careful what you speak those words, because the devil will make sure that you would never get married again, or you would never be able to give your heart out to another man. He would try to, because you made that vow.
Yeah, and then he has a legal right. He has a legal right to come. Listen, she said it. She says she'll never get married again. So I have a legal right to go in and cause distress with this relationship and things of that nature.
Disrupt relationships. Absolutely. Yeah. And we deal with a lot of that in the ministry with emotional wounds. There's just a lot in that area of dealing with emotions. But I'd like to go some ways while we got a few minutes. How to identify emotional wounds. How do you identify if you're carrying an emotional wound? And number one is inner rawness. In other words, there's often a sense of inner hurt that doesn't want to go away. You're just hurt all the time about this person that have hurt you or did something destructive to you. And no matter how deep it is, it hurts. It won't go away. That's a sign that you may need some inner healing. Another one is irritability. It's easy to become irritable with others, even if they're not doing anything wrong. You just get irritable. If someone says or do anything, even though they didn't mean to do something or say something, but you get irritable. So you're a very irritable person. A third thing that we look at is little or no tolerance. You just don't have tolerance for people. You have a low tolerance for others, and where you expect and demand from them. So that is another sign.
Mm-hmm.
Feelings always rising up in you. That's another one. Feeling of anger or hate or resentment towards someone. And the slightest offense or anything they may say, and you're feeling that anger rising up in you. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
If someone just says something that's a little out of line or out of character,
you're ready to snap off.
You're ready to snap off at them, yes. So that's a sign that you need some inner healing.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is overly sensitive about an event in the past. I remember years ago, I was probably 18, 19 years old, and I went to a movie with this friend of mine, this girl I was dating at the time, and we watched this movie, and it was a relationship that went bad in the movie. And so we were driving home, and she was actually driving her car, I was the passenger, and I said something about what I felt that guy should have done. Wow, that hit a sting. That really, she got angry, stopped, and pulled over, told me to get out. Because she was really hurt about what had happened to her in the past.
Yeah.
Even though we were young then, but still, it's a good example of being overly sensitive about an event of your past.
Got it.
That is real. That is real.
Absolutely.
You know, and one that we talked about earlier is just hard to forgive. It's very difficult for you to forgive, and that's a subject that we do talk about a lot, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. You have to.
So many people, it's just difficult. They just don't want to forgive, and I've ministered to a lot of people. They said, "Nope, I'm not going to forgive."
Again, we keep talking about forgiveness, but what does that manifest? People don't understand that the unforgiveness can actually manifest into sickness.
Absolutely. It can definitely cause sickness in your body. Matter of fact, the Cancer Institute.
Was it Mayo Clinic?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. They have a class that they teach about forgiveness because they discovered that 63% of their patients have unforgiveness. So we do know that it does affect your body.
Absolutely. So.
Yes. I think we got time for about one more. Okay. It's hard to love. The last one I'm going to talk about is hard to love. It becomes difficult, very difficult, if not impossible, to love and therefore forgive others. And that's the one thing when a person is dealing with that. Difficult with that issue, and then that's when I know there's some deep hurt there, and that's why in relationships, Pastor, I believe people need to go through inner healing. I encourage people before you get married, make sure you go through inner healings because you don't want to carry all of the hurt, all of the past into the new relationship.
Baggage.
That's right. So please, if you're thinking about getting married out there, go get some inner healing. Recommend you come to our ministry. Let us pray with you.
Absolutely.
Deal with these emotional wounds.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yep. And I'll remind everybody of the telephone number, Liberation Freedom Ministry, 770-335-8973. Call us. Make an appointment. We have service Tuesday nights at 7:30 at 3125 Presidential Parkway. Come in. Tell us that you heard us on the show. Shake Pastor Donnie in my hand. We appreciate you all for being here. God bless you. Read your Bible. Get stronger. Get the answers you need. Don't accept no for an answer. Dig in your word. Holy Spirit will meet you where you are. You agree, sir?
Amen. And Jesus is Lord.
He is. Bye-bye. Read Matthew 10:8. We are to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out demons. Is your church pursuing these directives? Yes or no? Listen, there's no time to play. Join us on the Liberation Freedom Ministry Hour of Significant Revelation, Mondays at 6:30 p.m. here on Love 860 AM, the Love 860 AM app, iHeartRadio, or on the TuneIn app to hear the truth. Get prepared.
Why are you walking in flesh and you talking in flesh and they want to inject it into the ears of the listeners? Thing is, you making them prisoners because they think you original, but the enemy loves you, the subliminals. Even in the cinema, man, the money they spend on you. No, I'm not the